from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of Jazz Progressions, an exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the program with a quintet from Norway, fronted by saxwoman Cecilie Grundt. This is from their debut album from 2019, the album Contemporary Old School. Their performance style has been called curious and exploratory in nature. With Øyvind Mathisen on trumpet, Hevard Aufels piano, Morten Stey bass, and Esmund Smith on drums. This one's called I Won't Forget. Thank you. We began that set with a quintet from Norway fronted by Cecilie Grundt on sax. I Won't Forget from their 2019 release, Contemporary Old School, out on the AMP label, also based in Norway. We followed that with a pair of quartets. The second piece in the set came from American drummer Jerry Hemingway and his quartet from 2003, their album Devil's Paradise, out on the Portuguese Clean Feed label. Jerry Hemingway on drums, Ellery Eskelin, tenor sax, Ray Anderson, trombone, and Mark Dresser on bass. We heard Back Again Sometime. And lastly, from 2009, the Rob Price Quartet, fronted by Rob Price on guitar, also featuring Ellery Eskelin on tenor sax, with Trevor Dunn, bass, and Jim Black on drums. Their album, I Really Do Not See the Signal, out on the American Gutbrain label, we heard Girasol. In this set, we'll listen to a pair of tunes from the early 70s, combining modern jazz improvisation with Indian classical music. The two styles of music fit quite well together, as both styles rely heavily on improvisation. And we'll begin with a track from the album My Goals Beyond, a purely acoustic release from British guitarist John McLaughlin. John had already established himself as a pioneer in electric jazz rock fusion, with albums like Devotion and Extrapolation, to say nothing of his work with Miles Davis on Bitches Brew. But this album is purely acoustic. The first half is a combination of modern jazz and Indian classical music. The second half, a series of solo guitar pieces, both originals and jazz standards. And he's joined by a couple of band members who would later join him as part of the Mahavishnu Orchestra for their debut album, The Inner Mounting Flame, from 1971. My Goals Beyond was released earlier in 1971, first issued on the Douglas label, ultimately reissued on CD thanks to Rykodisc. With Jerry Goodman on violin, Billy Cobham on drums, the two that would later join John for Mahavishnu Orchestra. Also, Dave Liebman on flute and sax, Arierto Moreira, percussion, Badal Roy, tabla, and Eve McLaughlin on tampura, the drone instrument heard throughout the piece. This is the second cut on the A side of the original LP. Piece 2. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We began that set with John McLaughlin on acoustic guitar from My Goals Beyond from 1971. We heard Peace 2. This was by no means John McLaughlin's last excursion into Indian classical fusion. This album could be considered a forerunner to the establishment of Shakti, John McLaughlin's Indian fusion band, which included the likes of violinist El Shankar and percussionist Zakir Hussain. And lastly, a track from the debut album From Oregon. The original quartet that was Ralph Towner on guitar and piano, Glenn Moore, bass, Paul McCandless, oboe and other reeds, and Colin Walcott on sitar, tabla and other percussion. The quartet met collectively in the late 60s when they were all working with the Paul Winter Consort. Ralph Towner and Glenn Moore had met some 10 years earlier when they were attending the University of Oregon. The sessions were recorded in 1970 and were to be released by Increase Records. That label quickly went out of business. The album was shelved and was not issued to the public until 1980, when the Vanguard label finally issued the sessions, the Universe label issuing them on CD over 20 years later. The album, Our First Record, we heard Ahir, a piece penned by Colin Walcott, doing some outstanding sitar work on that track. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website can be found at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, look for program 1917. We'll begin our final set of the hour with the late South African saxophonist Sean Bergen, in a duet with American cellist Tristan Hunzinger. Their album from 1981 is titled Lavoro, reissued in 2019 on the Material Sound label. And from that, we'll listen to Ke Ke. Thank you. We began that set with Sean Bergen and Tristan Hunzinger, sax and cello respectively, Ke Ke from their 1981 album Lavoro. And lastly, from 2009, bass player Charnet Moffett. Charnet has performed in a wide variety of jazz settings, everything from straight ahead to fusion. This is from his album The Art of Improvisation, released on the Motema label. It's a combination of bass solos and group efforts, including piano, sax, guitar, drums, and voice. One of the bass solos there, it was Elements of Life. That does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.